Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday evening, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Paulie Rosenberg and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. And I hope you had a fight-free, fantastic and safe Thanksgiving, and that you're still wearing your stretchy pants like I am right now, even today, on this Black Friday. Thanks for making me and us part of your holiday weekend. So, by the way, the inevitable has happened. The New York Giants, following their seventh straight L last night, are officially the first team eliminated from playoff contention this season. To add insult to injury, Dexter Lawrence out for the season with a dislocated elbow. That does not sound fun at all. A dislocated elbow? Theo Johnson also on the shelf. Theo Johnson has a foot, and the expectation and he is probably going to also be done for the rest of this season. And, just not good, right? This always seems to happen when things aren't going good. You think it just can't get any worse, and then it does. I mean, by the way, this Giants defense, which is devoid of talent, just lost its best piece. So this should be fun moving forward. And Theo Johnson, Theo Johnson was having a little bit of a breakout season as a rookie. I mean, he was bowling guys over in that Thanksgiving Day game. He's physical, he's big, and I think where they're going to miss him most is when they go out there with like 12 personnel or they put him in a blocking scheme, because that offensive line needs all the help it can get. And with Theo Johnson likely done for the season, that's also a bad sign of things to come. A bad harbinger of things to come. Thanks, Mrs. McDonough. SAT words. And you even knew, like, prior to this, like, there were rumblings about Joe Shane and whether or not he deserved to come back to the Giants. And even prior to the Thanksgiving Day game, even prior to the injuries, what was it? I guess it was Wednesday morning. I spent some time thinking about this and reflecting upon Joe Shane and the direction in which he is taking the New York Football Giants. And I also got out my calculator, and I calculated that since Joe Shane has been the general manager of the Giants, they've only won about 37% of their games. Now, I obviously and completely understand that he's not out there coaching these guys up at any level. Or I understand that he's not out there lacing them up on Sundays or Thursdays or whatever day of the week. But the first team eliminated from the playoffs, that's a title that no one who works hard at their job wants associated with their name. So basically the premise of this is, I was trying to think of reasons why Joe Shane deserves to come back. Because I do like him. I do like what he did or was a huge part of in Buffalo. And I'm just wondering why he has not been able to replicate it or to accomplish it here with this team. And believe me when I tell you, because I don't lie, and I am not a particularly good liar. I wanted to sit here today or tonight, and I wanted to make a case for Joe Shane to continue to be the Giants' general manager beyond this season. And it's just really hard for me to figure out a path for that to actually happen. I mean, maybe you have an idea, because I would really like to hear it. I want to believe it. Call me up, 888-808-1019. Because since the beginning of the New York Giants, okay, think all the way back to their first season in existence in 1925. In 100 years of the Giants, of the three Brian Daboll and Joe Shane teams, they have had, in terms of point differentials, they've had in their three seasons, one of which was the 14th worst point differential and the 7th worst point differentials. And that happened in back-to-back years. Again, in two of their seasons here. And there are still, what, 5 games left in this season? Is it because Brian Daboll, 2022's NFL Coach of the Year, just forgot how to coach? Or is it because this roster, by and large, is devoid of talent, especially on the defensive side of the ball? But if we look specifically at just Joe Shane's role in all of this, because we will talk a little bit later in depth about Brian Daboll's role in all of this, but let's take Joe Shane first for argument's sake here. It's really hard to justify. I mean, just look at last offseason into this season. Couple things I wanted to point out. 3, in fact. Number one, I thought, and I told you here, that it was a foregone conclusion that Azeez Ojulari would have been shipped off at this year's trade deadline. The Ravens, the Lions, and the Chiefs allegedly called the Giants. Teams that, you know, don't really need their draft capital to become better teams. Ultimately, Diana Russini reported that, and this is a quote, teams did not want to pay the high asking price. Huh? Did Joe Shane overvalue a former second round draft pick that he didn't make? A guy that has had ankle and calf injuries in his sophomore season? A guy that had just 2.5 sacks in his third season? A guy who is now on the IR? What could the Giants have possibly, and Joe Shane have possibly, been looking for in exchange for Ojulari that made Super Bowl caliber teams who don't need their draft picks to really get any much better than, you know? And they balked. I mean, God forbid the going nowhere Giants traded one of their only assets to start to try to stockpile picks in these upcoming drafts. He's a free agent after this season. Go and get something for him. I'm sorry, but that to me, and I want to like Joe Shane, but that to me is general manager's malpractice. It's like, rip the first page out of the manual on how to be a general manager. If your team is going nowhere, which the Giants are not, and you have interest in a player that's not going to be on your team come next season, get something for him. B, let's stick with the defensive side of the ball. Look at it this way. The Giants, as a team, through 13 or 12 or 13 weeks, whatever it is, they have exactly one interception. One! Do you know who has 7 all by himself? Yeah, former Giants captain, now Green Bay Packer, Xavier McKinney. McKinney has 7 interceptions. And if you look, I looked yesterday, he's got 6th best odds to win Defensive Player of the Year at the end of this season. You mean to tell me that this Giants defense could not use the leadership of or the ball-hawking skills of a 25-year-old in his prime Xavier McKinney right now and throughout the rest of this season or throughout the whole season? I think it was an AAV of $17 million for an ascending player at the center of your defense who wanted to come back to the Giants. That's not a crazy ask, Joe Shane. But you didn't see it that way. The Giants have been packing their bags for vacation for weeks now. McKinney and the Packers, they're packing their bags for a likely playoff run, or maybe even a home field advantage. Maybe they don't even have to pack their bags. These two things are not the same. C, Joe Shane has had three drafts to figure out and solidify this offensive line once and for all. After 3 years, it's just two-fifths of the way there. And he didn't even choose Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas was there when he got there. So Joe Shane went and picked the definite home run easy pick, which if you were listening to my show back then, you knew, John Michael Schmitz. Other than John Michael Schmitz, which Joe Shane contributed to just one-fifth of the offensive line of the Giants in a meaningful way, because other than him, here are Joe Shane's offensive line picks for the Giants, all in 2022. And I could make the argument that he does not know how to evaluate offensive linemen. Marcus McKithian, released in August. Josh Izudu, backup left tackle. And drumroll, Evan Neal, round one, seventh overall, laces up his roller skates in every single game, every single week. He gets blown by on the edge by any rusher that's just, I don't know, even half good. Never mind the horror show that I watched with Micah Parsons almost every single play last night when he was lined up above Evan Neal. So at this point, why not try to play Evan Neal at, you know, an interior line position like guard where there's less lateral movement? You never know, because he can't get any worse. And I'll say this, Daniel Jones did not enter the NFL with a severe neck injury. Tommy DeVito started one game for this team this season, got crushed on like every single drop back, and he injured his forearm bad enough to not be able to start in the Thanksgiving Day game. A guy who's fighting for his job could not start on Thanksgiving Day. QB 3. I mean, there was one play towards the end of a Sunday's game where the Giants were backed up into their own end zone late in the game, and it actually looked like he broke ribs. And Matt Ryan said on the broadcast after Sunday's game of DeVito, quote, he had no chance in that pocket. And Matt Ryan, he's right. And that could have been said for Daniel Jones as well. So that's not what you want to hear if you're Joe Shane. And the one thing I will push back on is the decision to let Saquon Barkley walk. I thought it was a good decision.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that, as I've told you, just being honest. I've been around enough players. But he's the most popular player we have by far.
Mr. Mara, I will respectfully contend that it is still the right move. Even with Saquon, the Giants weren't really any good. And during my first show after he became an Eagle, I warned you he was going to look extra good. The key is in the offensive line and the disparity between the two teams. Saquon went from pretty much the worst in the league to pretty much first in the league. And I am not surprised with how good he looks in Eagles green. I mean, the Giants couldn't figure out the line for him, and that's a shame. So if Saquon looks infinitely better, it begs the question for me, how much better would these quarterbacks look or have looked with competent, even, dare I say it, good line play? Sam Darnold and the Vikings, with their middle of the pack line, show us all every single week. So instead of losing sleep over Saquon Barkley, Mr. Mara, if I were you, I would be losing sleep about how this offensive line play holds your team back every single game of every single season. That's what would give me nightmares each and every night. And I would put money on it that I'm sure your quarterbacks have nightmares too. And look, one more thing. I understand that Joe Shane walked into salary cap hell. I do. When he took the reins in 2022, he took over a Giants team that was ranked 19th in cap space, which, think of how many teams there are in the NFL. That's not good. The understanding was that he was going to get the Giants in a better financial position throughout his tenure here. And this season, as it sits right now, are you ready for this? Please don't drive off the road. This season, Joe Shane's Giants are ranked 25th in available cap space. They are going backwards. Again, something you don't want to hear if you're Joe Shane. So really, I'm trying to find reasons to keep Joe Shane around. I like the guy. But as you know, this is a results-driven business. So show me where, in which facet of this team, Joe Shane, the architect of this squad, has produced results. Because I honestly can't figure it out.